Hardy.
Yeah.
Ruby Young Hardy. actually, when did you start? How, at what age? How old were you when you first started? Did you take lessons or?
Oh, yeah. My mother was my first teacher,
mm-hmm.
6 years old.
Right.
And my mother played the piano. And she carried me as far as she was
mm-hmm.
Equipped to carry me. And then I had a German teacher, Dex Hyman. Professor Dex Hyman was my teacher.
Was this after you came to Pittsburgh?
No, it was before I came to Pittsburgh. And when we came to Pittsburgh, I was in my last year in elementary school. And
about 10, 11 years old?
Yeah, I was getting ready the next term to go to high school.
Mm.
I went to Minersville School the last year. It was on the corner of Morgan and Center, you know, where the Knott apartments are.
Yeah.
That used to be Minersville School.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
It was a grade school, elementary school.
Yeah, it was
school.
A grade school.
Yeah.
And they tore it down
yeah.
the next year.
Because it was a vacant lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was Minersville School.
Oh.
And I went there for the last term, and then I went into to Shenley High School.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother sent me to, I started studying with Mr. Arter, Nelson Arter.
Oh, Carl
Arter's father.
His father?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I stayed with him for a while. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And of course, we just stayed a while, and
mm-hmm.
that did not work out
mm-hmm.
too well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then my mother sent me to Pittsburgh Musical Institute.
Okay.
And that's where I started, studied under Dr. Eddy.
Mr. Eddy,
mm-hmm.
right. Because he was there when I went.
Yeah.
In the 50s.
Uh-huh. And, well, in the meantime, I graduated from Shenley High School.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was ready, so I started playing gigs.
Okay.
I started playing gigs with Charlie Lee. You didn't know him because he left here and went to New York years ago.
Saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he came to the house and asked my mother. First gig I made, he wanted my mother to let me play with him at the Soho Community House. I'll never forget it. So we...
Was that on Fifth Avenue?
No, it was down Soho Street someplace. I don't know what's Fifth. I don't remember
Fifth
where.
Fifth Avenue, like the I'm thinking of the bathhouse. You know.
Yeah,
the
somewhere down in there.
Yeah.
But I just can't remember
now.
Yeah,
because it's kind of, okay.
That's been so long.
Yeah.
And so when we got ready to cross the street, Charlie said, "Come on, give me your hand." I said, "Get out of here! I'm making my gig. I don't need you to hold my hand." My first gig.
16 years old. 15, 16
yeah, somewhere years? Along there.
Yeah.
And but before that, my mother belonged to. She used to sing,
mm-hmm.
and I'd play for her for all the teas. Oh. And in the meantime, I was playing then for the Sunday School and Junior Church at Ebenezer Church.
Oh, okay.
And I assisted the organist there,
yeah.
Studying with Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Eddy, see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I went on this gig with Charlie, but that started my playing.
Yeah.
And my mother knew a lot of people, and people started asking me to play. And I would play, and I'd get some of the musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Clint, you remember Clint?
Yeah, Billy Clinton.
Billy Clinton used to play
yeah.
with me. And then he turned me over to into the union.
Into the union.
But I didn't know anything about the union.
Right.
And then Mr. Jackson called me and told me he wanted me to join the union.
Mm-hmm.
I said, very well.
Yes.
And that's, mm-hmm, and that's when I joined, it wasn't right at that time,
mm-hmm.
but later, a little
yeah.
later on, I joined the union.
About what year was it?
Oh, gosh. You know, I can't remember.
Years.
I really don't remember.
The early 40s?
Yeah, oh, yes.
41 or 42?
Oh, yes, it was in the early 40s. My mother passed in 47. And, oh, yes.
Was it down where the old club was down
on
Wiley?
Yes,
or
it was on
another?
Wiley Avenue. No. Yes, it was on, they used to be in the old Elks on Center Avenue.
Okay, see, that's
you know where Janelle Street is. You know where Reed and Center.
Oh, yeah.
Was buildings set back in the yard, and that was the then it was old Iron City Elks, but the musicians used to meet there.
Okay.
And the musicians met there. Mr. Gould from Sewickley.
Right, Fred Gould.
Was a president at that time. Before prayers.
Yeah, because I didn't know where I won't say the original or the first location, but I didn't know where it was before the Wiley Avenue location.
Okay. Well, I never was in it when it was around there.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I learned of it, but I didn't join right then.
Right then.
Mm-mm. And but they were on Wiley, I think, when I joined.
Okay, because sometime in the early 40s was when they moved to Wiley. Yes. When that
mm-hmm.
was established.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was in during that
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's when I joined in during
mm-hmm.
that time. Oh, I was with the musicians.
Right.
I knew them all.
Right.
And I knew Rich. And Rich used to make all the gigs with me because he belonged to my church. And his father was a deacon.
Yeah.
And they'd get after him. You play with that girl, why don't you bring her in the
mm-hmm.
union or something? But they didn't tell me.
Right. Were there any other women in the union at that time? Did you can recall?
Not Alice. Well, Alice was around.
Was she in?
Mm-hmm. I don't know when Alice came in. I really don't remember.
No.
I knew Alice because she used to come to the house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Lil Starr.
Oh, okay.
Now, but Lil was of Pittsburgh, and she was around here, but she traveled.
Was she with the Sweethearts of Rhythm?
Yes, she was with the Sweethearts of Rhythm. Oh, and then there was another girl, but she was not in the union,
right.
So I have no point in mentioning her. That was Minnie Forbes. And any gig you
didn't want,
Minnie would take it.
Now, what about Mabel Rogers? Did she ever join the union?
I think Mabel did, but she didn't keep up. Because she would come in and sit in with the bands.
Mm-hmm.
And her main piece was The Man I Love.
Mm-hmm.
And when she would sit down, everybody says, oh,
mm-hmm.
Lord, she played the verse. You know how long that is.
I don't even know the verse.
And well, she'd do the whole thing. And but everybody called on her because she's personable, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Personable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was a member of our church, you know, in Mount Zion. And then her brother played.
Mm-hmm.
She had a brother to play.
Mm-hmm.
I forget exactly what he played, but I remember her. But were there? How did the musicians treat you? You know, being such a young woman in your early days.
Very good.
They took care
mm-hmm.
of you.
Because I got a lot of work.
Yeah.
I took Burford, Clint.
Mm-hmm.
It was the three of us.
Okay.
And I took them all up in northern New York.
Okay.
We went to Potsdam, Thousand Island.
Yeah.
And, but I didn't like to speak because I'm mama's
mm-hmm.
child, you know,
mm-hmm.
and my mother was here
mm-hmm.
alone.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't stand to travel that long. They wanted to renew
mm-hmm.
everything. And so I said, well, I can't, I'm going back because I was going to Pleasant Inn out there in Switzerland.
Right.
I had worked there before.
Yeah.
And they had worked with me.
What's the woman's name in here?
Maddie
Green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we went up in Potsdam. So, but Clint was really,
mm-hmm.
he was sleazy. You know, he would be on this job with you, and then he'd go talk to the boss to take it away from you. So when we were up in New York, he talked to the man, told the man he'd like to come back. So when I came back home, well, he cut out and went right
mm-hmm.
back.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, I had no problem
mm-hmm.
getting anybody. I
mm-hmm.
got Rich. I forget who else. And Spell came in from New York. He was
mm-hmm.
he was a union musician.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we went on back to Pleasant and stayed two more years, and Clint turned me into the union because I wouldn't take him back,
mm-hmm.
and so they told him no way.
Mm-hmm.
He quit, and he called
himself
undermining me, so no way.
But did you do much through an agent, or what?
Yes,
you?
I had Bert, I forget the man's name, from Binghamton, New York. He's the one
hmm.
that got me up in Potsdam. Yeah, I had very good. And I had, he just had a write-up in the paper. He used to book, you didn't know her. What was her name? the girl pianist that moved to Canada.
Oh, Tish Good.
Yeah, Tish Good.
Oh, okay.
You know, she had a problem with the book of his. And she said that he was taking more than 10% or something from her. Well, he was my booker for a while on certain jobs.
Right, yeah.
And, but after she gave him that trouble, he wouldn't touch any entertainer, anybody. He just gave it up on us.
Right, right. She's related to Marty.
Is she?
Yeah, yeah, some kind of way. I don't know. Did you know William Miller played saxophone? Because that was Marty's brother. William Miller.
Yeah, was he married to the McTurner's? A McTurner girl? Gabby? From Bell Sula?
But in fact, Duke Spaulding is married into that family. His wife is part of that family. But anyway,
I knew a Miller.
William was
a
saxophone player,
and he had a daughter named Gabby. Because I get a kick out of Gabby. Gabby says, "Yeah, I remember you. You used to go with my dad, and I never went with Bill Miller. I knew him, but he was
Because he just died a couple years ago.
That's right. That's the same one.
Okay. Because, see, I didn't know him, you know, like, in being active with the union and so forth.
Yes, but he was a union musician, but but he didn't for years before he passed.
Right, right.
Excuse me. That's why a lot of people don't remember.
Yeah. Because as I was coming through, you know, I met him, you know, I knew him. But
yeah, he was a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
And he has sisters living.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I bet I would know her to see.
Yeah, you know Margaret. And then he's got a younger sister was married to Chick. Remember Chick the Alderman?
I remember the name.
Well, anyway, Margaret's baby sister was married.
That sounds like the same Miller.
It could be.
Because I didn't know but one Bill Miller in the union, you know, and he did belong to the union. But his daughter is living. And her mother passed here about 3 years ago. His daughter's mother. This was a previous marriage. And she's with Bell Sue. Her name is Gladys.
Gladys.
She's a very attractive girl. Yeah. In fact, she belonged to Continentals with us. She used to.
Okay. When you, when did you become secretary? Do you recall how? Roughly, approximately. Around what year? And then how did it happen?
Well, Joe Porter was a secretary at the time.
Okay.
That I became secretary. And he had a drinking problem. Mm-hmm. And he came to me and asked me if I'd take over for him.
Okay.
And I did. And then he had this more serious problem after that. And I ran. Oh, no, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I'm getting it mixed up. Mr. Melendez was the
secretary.
You know, I'm trying to remember this thing because I remember taking over from Joe, but still, I ran against Mr. Melendez. But we were, that was another year. I ran against Mr. Melendez, but we had just moved out in East Liberty.
I thought he was off of the scene before we left down here.
Oh, he was on the scene, but he was,
He wasn't the secretary. When I joined down here, you were the secretary.
Yeah, okay.
And I joined in 49.
Well, let's just say I took over from Joe.
Okay, from Joe Porter.
But there was something with Mr. Melendez because he was running against me and he cut out. He says, he declined. And I'll never forget when I walked in, they said, Mr. Melendez decided he's not going to run against you. Now, I don't remember.
Yeah.
That seems so strange. Because when I took over from him, and nobody else came in. Yeah. I don't know how Jill got in there.
Yeah. Well,
I know what it was. It was secretary. And see, he was the treasurer. It was different. There were two offices.
Right,
involved.
Secretary and treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
Because Leroy, Bob was a, he was a treasurer, wasn't he?
He was, he was secretary. Well, see, the office, when I took over, it was both.
Oh, secretary
and treasurer. See, they didn't have a secretary and treasurer,
mm-hmm.
secretary and treasurer. But now, when I first joined, I can't remember. It had to be two.
Yeah.
Because I do remember Melendez bowing out,
mm-hmm.
and I remember Jill bowing out on account of his problem. Mm-hmm. And then I took over, and then I was secretary mm-hmm. until we merged.
Right. I know.
And Doc ran against me twice.
Yes.
And I love Doc. Doc would get so mad he want to kill me. And Carlotta would put him up to run
mm-hmm.
and go around and
campaign
for him. And then Doc lost, and he called me up. Carl called me, who won? I said, I won. He said, the son of a gun, he should have lost.
He put him up to run.
Carl was something else.
Because you were talking about Carl's father. And did you know his uncle, Josh? Carl's uncle?
Mm-hmm. I knew Mrs. Otto, and I knew his aunt, and I knew his wife. I knew all
of the family, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I know when I was talking to him, he was telling, well, on that roster that I had, there was that Josh Arter. So I asked Carl about it, and that was his uncle.
I never knew.
And he played, mm-hmm. and then like you were saying, Carl's father played, his sister played, you know.
I knew his sister.
Yeah.
She moved to New York.
A lot of, I mean, it was just, it
but
was
I
there.
But I never knew her playing. She was very brilliant, but it wasn't in the music field.
I thought he said she did.
Well, maybe she did. I'm not saying she didn't.
But, when, during those early days with the union, and your secretary, your record keeping and so forth, did you notice, did we have accurate records of transactions of what was going on?
Yes, we did. We had we set ours up much differently from Local 60
mm-hmm.
because they couldn't understand. We would
mm-hmm.
say 1/4, 2/4, mm-hmm. 3/4,
mm-hmm.
1/4,
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't understand how we
yeah.
did it.
Yeah.
And they're doing practically
the same
thing,
yeah.
but they couldn't understand us.
It's done differently.
Uh-huh. And but I know when I turned the records over,
mm-hmm.
they were
intact. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
And because Hal Davis was president at that time,
yes.
and Haggerty, and,
mm-hmm. and you know what they used to do? I would leave there, and they put somebody on. I'm just a new student, and I want to know what key. Two sharps is what key?
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
For
testing.
And so I said, you don't know. And he said, no. I said, you have a teacher? And he said, yeah. I said, well, go ask your teacher.
Yeah.
That's who you think.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. In those early days.
Oh, they used to do some awful tricks.
Yeah. In those early days, did you do much playing downtown?
Mm-hmm. That's the only place I played.
Yeah, that's okay.
I played all the after hour spots.
Right.
I played with Honey Boy, at Duffy's Tavern.
Right.
When we went in there, when Honey Boy said he had a gig at Duffy's Tavern, I wanted to go through the ground
mm-hmm.
because Duffy's Tavern had a terrible name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we went in there and they had bouncers with their fists wrapped,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there 1 week and they were all gone. Our people started
mm-hmm.
coming and just ran the riffraff mm-hmm. out, and Duffy's Tavern turned out to be one of the best jobs.
Yeah,
uh-huh. And Honey Whitmore was the vocalist with us.
Right.
You remember Honey
right.
Whitmore?
Yeah.
And we worked at 320 Club. Oh, I can't even remember the names
mm-hmm.
of the clubs after
mm-hmm.
our spots.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturdays, now we worked three jobs on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We worked a matinee.
Right.
We worked the early job. And then we went to the Washington Club.
Right.
And worked the morning. Right. We did that every weekend for years. And I remember when all the ball players and all used to come to the Washington mm-hmm. Club after hours. Mm-hmm. And we entertained all of them. It was marvelous.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was classy. The right. nice people came right. and right. no fighting and no, right. it was just beautiful.
It's a different environment.
Oh, Lord, yes. And then I left Honeyboy because Honeyboy was very difficult to work with. Very. And Calvin King mm-hmm. came in. You know, he was from Hagerstown. Yeah. Calvin had a beautiful voice, and he played, well, you know how he mm-hmm, played mm-hmm, guitar, mm-hmm. and he sang one night, Honeyboy had never heard him sing, and he let him sing, mm-hmm. and the people yeah, just went wild, and yeah. that was his first yeah. and last. He never would let him sing again, and that's foolish. That's just the way this yeah. guy is, this yeah. Jesse. Yeah. You know, if you have something yeah. to offer, you just stay yeah. back. I don't want you to overshare. And yeah. they don't have sense enough to know no. that this helps your group.
Right, right, right.
And
it's a boost. It's a plus.
Yeah, so and in that group was Calvin, John Anderson,
mm-hmm.
Honeyboy, and me.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we started mm-hmm. out. And then Edgar Willis came in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, worked with us for years. Mm-hmm. People.
Yeah.
Good company.
Yeah.
People. And We had a great yeah. group. We worked right over there at the Celebrity Club.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, because yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but now, then I left Honeyboy because I started seeing someone, and they resented the way Honeyboy was treating mm-hmm. me, because he just
mm-hmm.
had no respect
mm-hmm.
for people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you were.
Who
he
you
was,
yeah.
there. And so he was there one night, and Honeyboy said, lift that thing up here and bring it in
mm-hmm.
here. So he asked him, said, who are you talking to?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm telling her. He said, no, you're not. If you want it in there, we're going into Washington. He said, you take it. He said, and if I ever see you do that again, he said, they put me in jail, because he said, I'll knock you out. Don't you ever pick up nothing like
yeah,
that.
Right.
And I never cared,
right.
kept care of that music anymore.
Right.
And so then we worked up, and then we went to Connie Outlake up in
mm-hmm.
New York.
Mm-hmm.
We worked up there by 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
When I came back, we started working. We worked the place, and we distributed it. It was great. Right near the original pub. I can't call the name of the place, but that's been so long.
Yeah.
And
El Cabana? You think back in there?
Yeah.
Is that
that's
yeah.
what.
Okay. Yeah.
And we stayed there for a long time.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted that
right.
job. And they tried it, but they couldn't hit the shows, because
mm-hmm.
all the boys were red.
Right.
We all red,
right.
you know. And I'll never forget, in Meadville, there's a guy came down from New York. He said he was determined to take that job away from us. So he was in there on the Monday
mm-hmm.
rehearsal, because we rehearsed every
mm-hmm.
Monday afternoon. We'd go back to Meadville.
Come mm-hmm.
on, we come home on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we made our rehearsal at a certain
mm-hmm.
night. And he was sitting back, and we saw him.
Mm-hmm.
And Honeyboy, the show, the girls give us the music we had. Entertainers
mm-hmm.
were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I got loads of pictures of
mm-hmm.
him. And we hit that show just like we had been doing it all the time. Next thing we looked, he's gone. Everybody come, we looked, see him, they're gone. Because they couldn't cut the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, when I came back, I said, it's time for me to move on. Harry Gibson was playing piano downtown
mm-hmm.
at the 320 Club for Booth Swan,
mm-hmm.
the singer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that this was money.
Mm-hmm.
And he was acting up. He just thought he was irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm.
And he would cut out, and Boots would have no one. So she called me and asked me would I be interested. So he cut out one night. The boss called me and says, I want you to come in. And I started playing for Boots.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Boots was,
mm-hmm.
you know, she was she had a problem
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
But she packed that house every night.
Yeah.
And Chuck, we made money.
Yeah.
Oh, if we made a $50 tip that night,
yeah.
that was slow.
Yeah, that's
and then when we leave there, while we were on the job, Frank Valenti would call.
Mm-hmm.
You heard of him.
Yeah.
And he had the Almona Club.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Lisa, I want you and me to come up. He says, I got a good crowd in here. You know, make yourself
mm-hmm.
some money. We go up there and make $50, $60,
mm-hmm.
$700, $800
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was good money. It was so good, Chuck, until I bought the house up here. I paid for all my furniture in a year's
mm-hmm.
time. That's something for a 16-room
mm-hmm.
house.
I know, yeah.
And that was the job I loved with Booth Swan. I'm trying to think what happened after that. I don't even remember. I remember when we were in the hurricane in
53.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 53. That's when my husband retired with his eyesight.
Yeah.
From Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bill.
Yeah.
You remember him?
Yeah, because I used to come up and get out and play pool down in the basement.
Uh-huh.
When did you have any problems in your working downtown with the business agents from Local 60? Did they come in and hassle you or
no.
create any kind of a...
No. The only time they hassled me, and I was glad, because Honey Boy would get so excited, he wouldn't want to take an intermission.
Okay.
And he was reported.
Right. Right.
And so they told Honey Boy, you take an intermission, which we would tell him. And he, you don't like it, you can do this and you know all that.
Right.
So we said, we're not going to go nowhere, and you're going to take the intermission. So that happened in Duffy's Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we were when that happened. And they sent someone, but we didn't know who they
were.
Yeah, right. And he tried it, and so they reported him. He said, now, we've warned you.
Right.
And so we didn't have a problem after that.
Because I didn't know whether, because I've heard the stories of the Local 60 bar and, talking to a lot of managers about, blackballing the clubs if they hired, people from 471.
Yeah.
And I,
well, I don't know of any, because if it did, it didn't affect us.
It didn't affect
us.
You guys.
Because of what, we had what they wanted.
Right.
See, Gladys Mason was a vocalist one time with us, River George.
Yeah.
You remember her?
Yeah. Uh-huh. She sung with Joe a couple
times. Yeah, Joe Westwood.
Yeah. Because I know when I first started.
I worked with her too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know you made more money for downtown. How was Pleasant Inn and some of the black clubs? Did they try to pay good money or did they pay average money?
Average. And Matt, it was cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Her place would be running over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we struck that night.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, we're not going to play one note houses pack until you give us some more money. So she did. Let me see there. But other places we got good money.
Mm-hmm.
Honey Boy always
got
up above.
Right.
I have to say that. We got really good money.
Mm-hmm.
He and Leo had the most stupid argument in the musicians club about who, which group got the most money. And we got more money than we got. And I knew this. And I told him, I said, hey, boss, I know you want to stand up here and do this.
Yeah.
And
The treatment in the clubs from the proprietors and owners, did you have, separate spot for you, or could you mingle with the customers?
No, we had no problems.
You had no problems.
You could go to the bar if you want, because I'd stay on the bandstand, piano, the chair or something. Or if there was a guest who wanted me to fiddle, I could go.
Mm-hmm.
I never had a problem.
Yeah.
Oh, in the meantime, I worked at Wiggins, too. Now, that's where I worked for a boss who belonged to, what is that group other than the Ku Klux Klan? Birch.
Oh, yeah, the John Birch Society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He belonged to that.
Okay.
And he, you remember Everett Hayden? He's a piano player?
Yeah, yeah.
He had a problem. He was a drunk.
Yeah.
And he'd go to work and he'd just hit anything.
Uh-huh.
They had organ and piano. You played it.
Right.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I worked there for 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the corner of Foreman and...
Oh, I know what you're talking about
mm-hmm.
now. Wiggins.
It was called Wiggins.
Wiggins,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Yeah.
I worked there for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And I got that out of the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill was sick at the time. My husband was
mm-hmm.
in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this ad and I was... forget what I was doing. I was playing somewhere, but I said, oh, I think I'd like that. And I went over there, and she interviewed me. Her husband was away.
Mm.
And I guess that's why I got the job, because if he had been there, she probably wouldn't have hired me. He said, just think, I got a colored woman in here working in my place. I never would have done that. And I just stood and looked at him. And and he did one of these things.
He said it was Martin.
He had been somewhere. I'm as brown as you are, now I got to work on that. And I just walked away from him because he's really much
better. Yeah.
But then he let me alone, and the people were marvelous. Yes. I never had a problem in but one place, and I went there to play cocktail music, and I had no problem with the proprietor. But when I went in, he wasn't there, and the cook was there. And he called me to the door. He said, Mr. So-and-so is not here. And then he tried to ease up to me, and he ran me around the kitchen with the butcher knife, and I ran right out the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And I called him, and I didn't even go, didn't even get the start there. But I never had any problem in the Kelly Brothers on this other club that we worked so long.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all at my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Three brothers.
Yeah.
And Mr. Kelly was in love with me. And he told Frank Sacco, the doorman,
mm-hmm.
and Frank